So this work originates from a lot of different work, from the SAROs, the SARDIs, and the Meat and Livestock Australia. So originated through some work where they noticed if they fed grape mark to both sheep and cattle, they actually noticed a reduction in the emissions, of the greenhouse gas emissions, basically from cow burps and so forth, which does actually contribute quite a lot to the greenhouse gases for the climate and the environment.
How does it actually work? Do we know what happens in the digestive system?
Yeah, so both sheep and cattle have a rumen, basically, which means they don't really digest in a similar way to humans do. So with grape mark, or grapes in general, have something called tannin in there, which contributes a bit to the astringency and the texture in some ways to wine. But also this can actually reduce the overall emissions, I suppose, by helping bind. It's probably not the complete road. There's a whole lot of science behind it. But it has a component to do with the fatty acid concentrations to basically make their digestion a bit more effective and reduce the amount of emissions released through their burps.
So the Meat and Livestock Australia is obviously interested because it sees it as a way that the meat industry can reduce its environmental footprint.
Correct. So, yeah, so this is a project where they're really interested in that. They can use that as a way to improve the sustainability of not just meat production, but also the dairy industry as well. So we obviously use a lot of sheep, a lot of cattle in Australia for both food and other products and so forth. The climate is changing, of course, so we're looking at ways to make all those processes still supply food and other products to the marketplace, but do it in a lot more efficient way for the environment, for the climate. So that's where this project really falls into that space.
So given that it's a bulky product, it's going to work best where, say, intensive animals like feedlots would be close to a supply of mark so that you're not moving it a long distance?
It can be, and that's probably in a small farm scenario where you might have some sheep on the farm as well as a vineyard, that might work. But what this is actually looking at as a second part of the project is ways to actually make it as a resource as such. So you don't want to transport slightly damp or wet mark around Australia because obviously that's a lot of money to transport something that's got a whole lot of moisture content in. So some of our scientists are looking at ways to basically process and dry that to remove that water. Also, that's important because once you remove the water, there's less chance of things like mould because it's a food product for animals.
Oh, so essentially turning it into a stock feed like a pellet or something?
You can do, but the most important value, I suppose, of grape mark is that it can be potentially cheaper than other things like, you know, grains and other feeds. So you don't want to process it too much where it suddenly becomes quite expensive, so you're spending more money to make something in a reuse fashion. So it's about smarter use. So they're looking at ways of really effective ways and cheap ways of drying it, reducing the water from it, making it that you can store it for up to a year.
So how far off is this trial work?
So the trial work's probably in its second year. The information, I suppose, of processing the grape mark's already been complete and shown to be successful in the appropriate ways in which to do it. You can do it a number of different ways, and they vary from putting it into more or less like a hay bale technique, putting it into large tubes, or even burying it in a, if you've got the land to do it, in a large, almost like a dry dam, and covering it as well, and that will be successful in keeping it dry and without growing any moulds and so forth for that time frame.
Is there much interest in it?
There is. Depends on different places you go around Australia. Some people have to actually pay to have their mark removed. So those people are probably thinking, well, if someone wants it as a resource, that's fantastic. Other places can actually use it as a resource and sell to other people. There's also,
it's used as a mulch in some places.
Yeah, so there's also other competing uses potentially for it. So a lot of people are looking at, particularly with small farms, using it as a mulch after it's been treated appropriately rather than just putting wet mark onto the vineyard. And really, you don't want to do your sole composting as just as mark only. You'd use a mixture of things as well, depending on what your vineyard management practice is.